This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. America's in a slow transition to cleaner energy, which means carbon-spewing coal power plants are high on the hit list. But we still mine lots of coal in America. AP Energy reporter Dina Capiello's new story looks at what happens to all that coal we're not burning here. Good morning, Dina.
Good morning.
So even in all the debates we have about energy and environment, this question gets very little attention, but it actually matters a whole lot. So where does the coal America doesn't burn itself go?
Well, it goes all over the place. The top five are countries in Europe. We're sending it to South America. We're sending it to Asia. And here in the U.S., we don't count this. You know, it's as if this coal just remained buried.
So this goes to different factories and power plants around the world. And technically, when coal burns, the pollution is not coming from the U.S., but it's still entering the atmosphere that we all share. Why do you think either policymakers or environmentalists are not paying more attention to this issue?
When we first discussed climate policy in this country, we would talk about, you know, manufacturers setting up shop in other countries and that kind of carbon leakage. But when we started talking about climate policy in the 90s, we weren't a big exporter here in the U.S. But whether you look at coal or now gasoline and diesel, we're becoming a bigger exporter on the world market. In terms of the environmental side and the environmental community, I think they are also very focused on getting what they want to get done domestically.
And one of the European countries that you speak of, that you mention in the piece, is Germany. And, you know, America's exporting more coal there, which is kind of surprising because Germans have a strong reputation for green energy and environmentalism. Why are they buying American coal?
Because it's cheap.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, as the energy analyst in the piece says, coal is like crack. You know, it's the cheapest, highest industrial high you're going to get. You know, Germany, I thought, was a really interesting example because we could have went a lot of places. But here is this country that you could argue is more progressive than the U.S. when it comes to climate policy. And yet they are seeing a resurgence in coal. And since they replaced nuclear, you're seeing a slight uptick in emissions.
Dina Capiello with AP, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.